We have a special guest joining us this morning. The Jimmies is the name of the group. They're going to be performing at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids this coming Saturday, January 21st. And it's Jimmy Vagley with us with the Jimmies. Hi, Jimmy.
Good morning to all. How are you doing?
We're pretty good. I want to ask you, first of all, the band or the group is called the Jimmies, and your name is Jimmy. I guess there's probably no coincidence there.
Well, we thought long and hard on this one. My explanation is when you own, like if you're a kid and you go to the playground with a football, you're the quarterback, right?
Sure.
You're football.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I own the bus, and what are you going to do about it? It's my band.
Your band is called the Jimmies, and again, coming to the Rife Center in Grand Rapids this Saturday. Tell me about what we can expect when we come and see the Jimmies.
Well, we're a seven-piece band. We have a three-piece horn section, a regular guitar player, Perry Weber, who is an astounding deep blues, old-school blues cat, and bass, drums, and then I play piano and Hammond B3, so we base a lot of stuff around the old-school Hammond and guitar works of, like, South Chicago to Memphis and some R&B and some New Orleans kind of mix. We have 6 albums that we've put out over the years. We've been traveling all over the world for the last 14 years, and it is a high-powered bonanza, I guess, a musical mix and gumbo, and get everybody involved in it. And this isn't your, what people would think, a stereotypic, depressing, down low blues. This, although we can get there, this is going to make you shake a tail feather. It's going to be a high-powered, lots of fun show, clapping your hands and getting up and dancing.
Sounds like a lot of fun. If people maybe want to sample some of their music, where can they find it now before the show?
We have a YouTube channel that they can hook onto, but the quickest way to get to all of that is on our website, and it's simply thejimmies.net. It's just J-I-M-M-Y-S. No apostrophe S. That takes you to, I don't know, some abandoned bar in Ireland.
Okay.
Or something.
We'll make sure we get that right. The Jimmies, J-I-M-M-Y-S. Jimmy, where are you guys out of? Where's home for you?
Home for me is, I live about 30 miles or so south of Madison, Wisconsin, Madison being the capital of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. It's a little town called New Glarus. This area's kind of become popular in neighboring states because we have a great brewery that sells beer only in Wisconsin, so they have this beer called Spotted Cow.
I was going to say Spotted Cow. I'm quite familiar with it.
That is, it's so much fun. I mean, we feel like smoking the bandits sometimes when we go out of state. We are packing beer for people.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, you know. But the brewery has treated the town very well. That town has only got about 1,800 people. And in my town that I'm originally from is just a few miles away, Monticello. I've grown up here. My brother and I are fifth generation dairy farmers and cash grain. My brother's son now is sixth generation taking over the farm. And so we've been highly involved in the dairy industry and showing cattle and shipping live animals and embryos around the world for the last 40 and 50, 60 years. So it's kind of a diverse lifestyle, if I might say myself.
You're a musician and a farmer together.
Yep, I picked two very lucrative careers. I'm making almost tens of dollars a week. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, good for you. It's going to be a great show at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids this coming Saturday night. Tickets are available online. You can go to rifecenter.org and they can get you your tickets, or you can call the Rife Center box office. Saturday night, the Rife Center is going to be the place to be when the Jimmies bring their show to town. Jimmy, you mentioned one or two of your guys, but go ahead and throw out some of the other members of your band and what they do and play.
Sure. Again, Perry Weber, as I mentioned before, is a guitar player. He's been playing for 40 years, 50 years. I don't know. He's old, but he's great. And our bass player is Johnny Wartenweiler. He and I have been in various incarnations of bands for the last 35 years, so that's a long friendship right there. Our drummer is originally from San Francisco. He's even played with Santana, but he toured a lot with Tommy Castro Band, which is one of the premier blues bands in all the world, and Maria Muldaur, and he moved here to Wisconsin, and we got our claws in on him. And then we have three horns. Mike Bowman is trumpet, and Pete Ross is saxophone, and Joe Goltz is trombone, and they are all top-notch players. Everyone in the band is, are masters of their instruments, so except me. And so it's nice to surround yourself. They say always surround yourself with people that are better than you, and I've done that. That's the one thing I've done right.
Well, that sounds great to me. We want to thank the sponsors of the show. It's the Loggy Dome and the Bonner Eye Clinic are sponsoring this this great show at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids this coming Saturday night, the Jimmies. More information available at therifecenter.org. Jimmy Vagley, thank you for sharing, and looking forward to the show this Saturday at the Rife.
Appreciate it, Scott. Thank you. Come on out, everybody. We don't get up there very often, and we have been there plenty of times before, and if you've seen us, you know what to expect, so let's do this.
Sounds great, Jimmy. Have a great rest of your day.
Will do. Thank you.